Cape Talk, TV Talk.
Time to catch up with Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, who's standing by with his pick of what shows you don't want to miss starting on our major channels this week. He'll also answer your questions about your favorite shows. The number to dial if you have a question is 021-446-0567, or you can leave your question as a voice note on 072-567-1567. Craig, as always, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pippa, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
All good, all good.
Okay, let's start before we get to TV news. You've got a new quarterly preview issue out, which is the Big Bumper edition, and it's the last one for the year.
Yeah, final one for 2017, closing off with a bang. Loads of previews for the soapies for the next 3 months up until the end of January, and a lot of new exciting shows coming as well. In English, we preview the majority of the channels in Afrikaans. Obviously, we've got a big special with CakeNet and Via where it's Afrikaans specific. But yeah, one of our favorites of the year, compiling them.
Okay, so that is on shelves now. And then, hot off the press, two pieces of news for us, Craig. One involving House of Cards. And Kevin Spacey's been in all sorts of trouble, and quite rightly so, if you ask me, over his sexual misdemeanors past. What's been the impact on his career?
Well, it's actually a big one. House of Cards, they Netflix, the production company, has basically said, sorry, we're done with you. They've confirmed in a statement that he will not be in the next season. They've actually indefinitely suspended production. I think they're going to completely rewrite it. They don't want him on the set. I think they're going to kill him or his character, Frank Underwood, off screen. They've actually pulled every single image of him off their site. He's gone. Completely end of his career, I think.
Craig, I mean, I can't say I'm surprised, and I also can't say that I'll be sad to see the demise of Frank Underwood, because as a character, he's had it coming for a very long time. But I mean, have we ever seen quite so drastic and quite so immediate a response to this kind of claim?
Well, I think it's important for Netflix, because they don't condone that sort of thing, and it's obviously going around Hollywood right now with Harvey Weinstein, and it's literally a new celebrity is being exposed every day, and I think what they're doing is they're putting their foot down and saying, we will not tolerate this, and it's also showing that they care about the victims. It's not just that we're going to protect the rich and famous sort of thing, and then they come out as it's a very negative perception and public image if they do support that sort of thing. So look, I agree with you. They've done the right thing. How that's going to affect their productions going forward, I don't think they're really bothered, because they've got enough money, they've got enough content. They will. You'll probably find now they're gonna vet the actors a lot more closely and dig into as much of their past as possible. The slightest rumor will be like a red flag for them.
Reputation is everything, and reputations can be made and broken in the space of seconds in the age of social media. So let that be a lesson to everyone here. Interesting stuff. Craig, the other really interesting hot off the press news you've got for us is going to be very good news to the ears of many of our listeners who are Survivor fans. You finally got an update on the local version of Survivor.
Yeah, season 6, Survivor SA has been revived by Mnet for season 6. It's going to air sometime in 2018. They're actually kicking off auditions this coming weekend from the 11th of November around South Africa. You can find all the information on TV Plus's Facebook page.
Okay.
And it's really nice, because they've kept a lot of things the same. Like, they've got Nico Panaggio back as the host. I mean, he's as lovable as you can find a host, and top quality guy as well. So, you know, I think they're going in the right direction, rebooting it. Because it is a popular thing. A lot of people have been saying, well, where is a local version again? Because it's been a good few years, I think, since we had a local version.
A long time in the making, yeah. So that's okay. So you said auditions this weekend already?
They're starting this weekend.
All right.
You can get all the info on our Facebook page.
Okay, please go look for TV Plus on Facebook. I'm sure we have a couple of listeners who'd be game to try and get themselves into the Survivor season, if they want to tell us. Maybe they tried before and weren't successful. If you are going to give it a bash and you want to tell us why you think you should be the sole survivor, you're welcome to phone and tell me on 021-446-0567. Speaking of Survivor, let's have a look at the channels and what's on this week. Craig, Survivor ended on SABC3. We still haven't got any new replacement Survivor style show coming in place, have we?
No. No news on The Amazing Race. I think the channel has been promised the tapes, but that could also take a while to get through our postal system and overseas and all that sort of jazz. But that apparently is happening, hopefully sooner rather than later. As for Survivor on a Tuesday night, we're going to get a repeat of Dinner Dates, the local version of the show. You know, it's not the worst idea for a repeat because it is a really well put together show. Food, reality, you can't go wrong.
Okay, thanks for the heads up there. Okay, then what about on ETV? What's your pick of the week?
Roots, which starts season, it's a 4-episode miniseries. It starts tonight on ETV at 8:30. You know, it's an very iconic show. It was first made in, I think, 1977. It had ramifications across the board because of the slavery topic and how brutal it was. And this remake is, it takes it to extremes. I don't think it did as well as the original because it's got all of these connotations and how do you reboot an iconic show like this. But it's really, really interesting to see what actually happened. Filmed a lot in South Africa, down in KZN in the jungle, for all the jungle scenes and that sort of thing. There were a couple of local faces. They brought in overseas stars like James Purefoy, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, Forrest Whitaker for some of the characters. And it really is an epic series that you need to see if you've never seen it before. But if you're one who sort of shies away from brutality and slavery and that sort of thing, one to avoid. But I think it is a must watch series.
Thanks. I missed the reboot, so I'm really glad to have the opportunity to catch up on ETV. So that starts from tonight at 8:30. Pauline and Brian, we'll come to your calls in just a moment. First though, Craig, what's your pick of the week on Mnet?
It's a gritty drama series called Wentworth. Season 5 is starting on Thursday, the 9th of November, from 11 o'clock. It is a bit on the late side, but again, it's one of those shows that's for a mature audience. It follows a group of inmates in a fictional Australian prison, and it, you know, what these women go through. It's very similar to like The Lockdown, which is a Mzansi Magic production here. Very similar to Orange is the New Black, but probably a lot grittier.
Okay.
Than those. So if you do like that kind of drama, it's one you can't not tune in for.
Okay, Wentworth starts Thursday on Mnet at 11 p.m. The rest of the DSTV, you've picked out a documentary piece on a long-distance runner for us.
Yeah, endurance athlete named Sean Conway decided he was going to run from the very northern tip of Great Britain, I think it's John O'Groats in Scotland, down all the way to the southernmost tip over, it's basically 38 full distance marathons consecutively. And this docu follows him. It is Thursdays from also the 9th on Discovery Channel, which is DSTV 121 at 8 o'clock. And you know, it's interesting to see that for him, the biggest challenge was people on the motorways and little things that you wouldn't sort of worry about. The normal person wouldn't worry about a stone in your shoe. He's running a marathon with a stone and ends up with these horrible calluses and that sort of thing. It really is a proper hardcore docu.
Okay, Sean Conway, Running Britain, airs on Thursday at 8 p.m. And then what about on Showmax? There's a great new vintage series from the 50s that you've picked out.
Yeah, it's called Magic City. It's called Magic City. It's airing. You can get it on internet streaming service Showmax now. It's set in 50s Miami. So if you think swing, gangsters, flashy hotels, you know, proper old school America and the beach, and that sort of thing. And they actually went really in depth with their production and creating all the sets and wardrobes and that sort of thing. They made the actors wear real 50s underwear and socks and shoes, and as uncomfortable as it was to get that authentic sort of vibe going.
It's called Magic City. You'll find it on Showmax. Thanks for the tip off, Craig. With that, let's go to the lines. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial with your question. Pauline and Takai, thank you for holding. Good afternoon.
Hi. I just wondered what had happened to 10 Days in the Valley. It showed 4 episodes and then it's gone.
Craig, was it a 4-episode series or is there more of it still to come?
No, there's still plenty to come. They've gone on production break.
Okay.
It's an indefinite one for Mnet. I think they're going to bring it back in the new year only, and that's because of ups and downs in America. Obviously, they go on like a two-week break, then they come back for one episode, and then it's Christmas, and then it's this and that. So I think we're only seeing that again in the new year.
That's frustrating.
And I think it's a 10-episode series, and I stand to be corrected, but I think it's actually just been cancelled.
Okay. Pauline, I've been recording it and hadn't started it yet, so thanks for tipping me off that maybe I must wait on starting that one until it's back on screen, hopefully early in the new year. Thanks for your call. Brian has also been waiting very patiently on the line from Pringle Bay. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pepper. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to Craig. Just a very quick one. Strictly Come Dancing is on at the moment. There's a wonderful South African dancer dancing. She's through to the next round already. She was second in last year's, and I've never heard no promotion for her, Oti Mabuza.
Yes.
She's a fantastic dancer.
She really is.
And people must know about it, because if you know, people like you don't tell them, they won't.
Fair point, Brian. We did make quite a bit of a fuss when she did so well last year, but it bears repeating. You are right that one of the dancers on the British season is that wonderful Oti from South Africa, who did make it almost all the way to the Glitter Ball Trophy last year. Craig, I mean, is she as popular, I mean, do you think over there as she is here for those fans watching the show now?
I think she is, because she's done it before, but you know, again, that show sort of snuck in. We didn't have as much sort of promotion as we did the last time, and I think the last time it was also her first time, so everyone make a big fuss, and then this season there are new people who get the sort of fuss made about them.
But I think she's
taking the bar to the next level, especially for the local stars who will obviously go around the world and be spotted by that sort of talent.
Yeah. So thank you, Brian, for the reminder. For those who haven't heard of her, her name is Otlile Mabuse. She's from Pretoria originally, and she is 27 years old. I think I'm right in saying that she's taken on a judging role in one of the versions of the international show as well. I could be wrong. I have in the back of my mind a feeling that she's been involved in the German production of Strictly Come Dancing, as well as the one that we're seeing her on stage now. I stand to be corrected on that one, but I think I remember reading that she was judging on the German series as well as competing in the one we're watching now. So that's fantastic. Brian, thank you for the reminder that we should fly the flag a little bit higher on that one. Oti Mabuse, South African professional dancer, taking part in Strictly as we speak. Inevitably, we have a question which gets asked every week, but everybody loves MasterChef Australia. Craig, we still don't have an official start date, do we?
No, probably in New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a question that's come in on the email from Keith, who is, somebody's missing WWE. I was quite glad to see it leave ETV, but Keith is wondering, any chance it's coming back again?
Nah.
Not.
Unfortunately not. I think unfortunately Mnet, Supersport has too much power and ability to, they've got enough control over their schedules to slot it in where they need it, where they want it. They're also in the fortunate position where they can give viewers 2 and 3 hour productions, where ETV unfortunately had 1 hours of Raw and SmackDown. It was a very condensed package that they were given by the WWE.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't see it happening.
Okay, I'm sorry, Keith, to disappoint you. I have to say, so now we've got two back-to-back questions on two of my least favorite shows, and one of them is WWE, and the other is Dr. Phil. I absolutely cannot bear Dr. Phil, but Terry does like Dr. Phil and would like to know when Dr. Phil will come onto the SABC. Do you know?
Probably not.
Not
for a while. I think they went through a phase where they were getting repeats and they weren't getting fresh content and that sort of thing. So, there's so many changes going on at the SABC right now. I don't think they're even looking at that in Dr. Oz for some time.
Another question about the SABC is on the SMS line from Stephanie, who used to really enjoy watching the Deutsche Welle news channel, the German news channel. I agree with you, Stephanie. It's a really interesting channel to watch. And I didn't know that it was airing on SABC 3 every night after 11, but she says it suddenly disappeared. Do you know what's gone on there?
I think they replaced it with Base 3, which from what I understand is a music program. But I have heard that it's coming back, I think, from late November, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so there we go. Not too late, too long to wait, Stephanie. It could be back later this month. Okay, thank you for your SMS. Another WhatsApp asking, is there going to be a season 8 for Suits?
I think there will be. They're on their mid-season break right now, so I think it's maybe a bit too early to tell. But it's been a really good season so far, so I don't see why they won't. Like I mentioned before, it'll probably be the end of Rachel. She'll probably be written out because Megan's going off to be a princess.
Okay. Watch this space. Yeah. Okay, another WhatsApp asking, when will the final episode of America's Got Talent be on? Or if I miss it, will it be on catch-up?
If I'm not mistaken, I think that aired last week, where they found that extra one and that pushed out the reality show. There was a cooking show that was supposed to start a day early, and I'm pretty sure that was last week, and it probably will be on catch up.
Okay, thanks so much. Back to the lines we go. Albert in Durbanville, good afternoon.
Hi, Pepper, can you tell us when Life in Pieces will commence?
Life?
It was supposed to start last Wednesday.
Which channel is that on, Albert?
123.
Craig, any idea? Life in Pieces?
I think it's starting this week, or either this week in that time slot or next week. There was a problem in the U.S. where the dates got mixed up, and then there was the World Series baseball that pushed everything out by another week. Sports in America is a big thing, and it destroys the TV show, the TV schedule. So, yeah, that'll either be starting this week or next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Albert, thanks so much for your call. One final question on the WhatsApp line asking, what is happening with the show Billions?
Well, they're on a inter-season break. Okay. There will be a season 3 because the last one was incredible.
Okay, I haven't watched a single episode yet, and I know I'm remiss in that. I'm going to make a point of catching up if I eventually get fiber that enables me to look for these series. But I have done a quick Google and confirmed in March already that Showtime had renewed the series for a third season. So thank you for that. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I apologize to those whose questions I didn't quite get to today. I will try and pick them up with Craig next week. Craig, always lovely to have you with us.
100%.
Craig Fox, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. If you have a question for him, you can email it to me, pippah@capetalk.co.za. Or the best way to keep really up to date is to follow his boss, the editor of the publication, Lucia Swartwalters. She posts on Twitter @LuciaTVPlus and posts daily highlights and updates. So if you need a fix every day, that's the place to be on Twitter, following @LuciaTVPlus.